京奥运28大项。奥运是参与、竞争、分享、进步。我们其实没有一天不在赛场上。
Fencing， 击剑。Disciplines origins，
项目起源。
As a sport, fencing began in either the 14th or 15th century, and both Italy and Germany lay claim to the origins of the sport. German fencing masters organized the first guilds in the 15th century, at least. Notably, the Marxbruder of Frankfurt in 1480. In 1570, Henri Saint-Didier of France gave names to fencing's major movements, and most of the nomenclature remains. From the 16th to 18th century, sword fights and duels were common. Combatants in these duels used a variety of weapons, including single sticks, quarter staffs, and back swords, and the bouts were often bloody and occasionally fatal.
击剑发展成为一项体育运动是在14或15世纪。意大利和德国都声称自己是击剑运动的起源国。15世纪时，德国的剑手创立了第一个击剑协会，其中以1480年成立的法兰克福马克思布鲁德击剑协会最为著名。1570年时，法国的亨利为击剑运动制定了名称，其中大多数的术语至今仍在使用。从16到18世纪，击剑却更多地出现在打架或决斗场合，这些决斗者使用各式各样的武器，包括单剑、铁头木棒和单刃剑。这些较量通常都是血腥味十足，甚至有时还有人在其中毙命。
逐句对仗。
As a sport, fencing began in either the 14th or 15th century.
击剑发展成为一项体育运动是在14或15世纪。
And both Italy and Germany lay claim to the origins of the sport.
意大利和德国都声称自己是击剑运动的起源国。
及时讲解。
Lay claim to 是固定搭配，表示自己有资格或权利获得什么，对什么提出主权要求。例如
I lay no claim to being an expert economist.
我绝不会自命为经济学专家。
German fencing masters organized the first guilds in the 15th century, I believe.
十五世纪时，德国的剑手创立了第一个击剑协会。
及时讲解。
Guild， 名词，协会，同业工会。
Notably, the Marxbruder of Frankfurt in 1480.
其中以1480年成立的法兰克福马克思布鲁德击剑协会最为著名。
In 1570, Henri Saint-Didier of France gave names to fencing's major movements, and most of the nomenclature remains.
1570年时，法国的亨利为击剑运动制定了名称，其中大多数的术语至今仍在使用。
From the 16th to 18th century, sword fights and duels were common.
从16到18世纪，击剑却更多地出现在打架或决斗场合。
及时讲解。
Fight， 打架。Duel 则表示决斗。这里是说当时欧洲社会决斗成风，击剑决斗也是当时社会的一种时尚。
Combatants in these duels used a variety of weapons.
这些决斗者使用各式各样的武器，
including single sticks, quarter staffs, and back swords.
包括单剑、铁头木棒和单刃剑。
及时讲解。
Single sticks, quarter staffs, and back swords 都是武器的名称。Single stick, 单剑 ；quarter staff, 铁头木棒是英国古时候的一种武器。Back sword, 单刃剑。
and the bouts were often bloody and occasionally fatal.
这些较量通常都是血腥味十足，甚至有时还有人在其中毙命。
及时讲解。
Fatal 是形容词，意思是致命的，生死攸关的。
原文重听。
As a sport, fencing began in either the 14th or 15th century, and both Italy and Germany lay claim to the origins of the sport. German fencing masters organized the first guilds in the 15th century, notably the Marxbruder of Frankfurt in 1480. In 1570, Henri Saint-Didier of France gave names to fencing's major movements and most of the nomenclature remains. From the 16th to 18th century, sword fights and duels were common. Combatants in these duels used a variety of weapons, including single sticks, quarter staffs, and back swords, and the bouts were often bloody and occasionally fatal.
今天的学习就先到这儿，感谢您收听知行英语节目。